Standing by the port deadlight, I spotted magnificent coral substructures, zoophytes, algae, and crustaceans with enormous quivering claws that stretched forth from crevices in the rock. At 10:15, Captain Nemo himself took the helm. Dark and deep, a wide gallery opened ahead of us. The Nautilus was brazenly swallowed up. Strange rumblings were audible along our sides. It was the water of the Red Sea hurled towards the Mediterranean by the tunnel's slope. Our engines tried to offer resistance by churning the waves with propeller in reverse, but the Nautilus went with the torrent as swift as an arrow. Along the narrow walls of this passageway I saw only brilliant streaks, hard lines, fiery furrows, all scrawled by our speeding electric light. With my hand I tried to curb the pounding of my heart. At 10:35 Captain Nemo left the steering wheel and turned to me. "The Mediterranean," he told me. In less than 20 minutes, swept along by the torrent, the Nautilus had just cleared the Isthmus of Suez. End of chapter 5.